Good morning. We are continuing with our topic of the prohibition or possible prohibition of drinking liquids or specific liquids that were left uncovered without supervision. And we said yesterday that indeed there are achronim, indeed that we're very makbid on this, even though the Shulchan Aruch says nowadays that we don't have, or at least in places that we don't have snakes and we don't have scorpions, it would be mutter because we're not concerned that they're going to put their poison, their venom into the uncovered liquids. Nonetheless, we saw that the Shla and the Gra and the Chazon Ish were all makbid about this. They were all strict about not drinking those liquids. So the Sefer Pasa Shulchan explains why. Why was the Gra so strict about it? We understand that the Gemara says to be strict and certain poskim say to be strict about, but many poskim say nowadays we can be lenient if it's not something that is commonly found. Snakes are not commonly found. You can be lenient. So he explains as follows that the Gra was very strict about it because he said that in addition to the obvious reason that Chazal were concerned about snakes, venomous snakes, putting their venom into the water and it could be harmful to us, there were other reasons, Al-Pi Kabbalah. And that is indeed why the Gra was makbid. So that leads us into our unrelated, possibly related question, that those who indeed are strict, be it because of the stated reason of Chazal that we're concerned if you leave a liquid, certain liquids uncovered, water, wine, honey, etc., uncovered, milk, brine, if you leave that uncovered, that the venom can get in there from a scorpion or a snake. So that stated reason, or Al-Pi Kabbalah, as we just mentioned, the Gra was strict because of the Kabbalistic reasons for this. How about if you left your uncovered, it is indeed uncovered liquids, but you left it in a fridge? It's in a refrigerator. Refrigerator is closed. Do you still have to be concerned or not? So the Tshuva Shevet Halevi, Rav Vosner, said as follows. He wrote as follows. Even somebody who's strict about mashki megulim, doesn't drink if he leaves his water, his honey, his milk uncovered, he's not going to drink it. However, if he left it in the refrigerator, it's not a problem. Why? Mishum she'ein derech nechashim lihikanesh lemekamos karim, because it's not the way of snakes to go into cold places. It's not that he said that it's a closed up place, it's sealed, but they don't go into closed places. Now the Chazon Ish was of the same view, but for a slightly different reason. And there are nafkaminas between these regions. The Chazon Ish, who was very strict about not drinking the uncovered liquid, said that when they are left in a refrigerator, you can be lenient. Why? Because shenechshavim hem lemechusim, it is considered covered. It's just as if you have a cover on top of that water, on top of that milk. It's closed up because it's in the fridge. So even though it's literally uncovered, but because the fridge is closed, it's as if that bottle or the milk container is indeed closed. So even if it's not cold based on that, it doesn't matter. As long as it's in a closed area, small enclosed area apparently, it wouldn't be a problem. So in fact, the Kaf HaChaim says that as follows, Nireh. It appears to me, says the Kaf HaChaim, Shim HaKli Shal Yain, if you have a Kli, you have a wine dispenser, you have a wine bottle, and it's inside of a Shida Teva Migdal, different types of cabinets and closets and the like, even though the Kli itself, even though the water bottle, or he's talking about wine, the wine bottle is uncovered. So it is, strictly speaking, Megula, it's uncovered, but it is inside one of those areas that are indeed closed up. It's inside a closet that's closed. It's inside of a hamper that's closed. Says the Kaf HaChaim, Eino Nifsal B'Kach, it doesn't make it possible. It doesn't make it prohibited. Ela Im Kein, unless there is a change in its smell and its taste. So there's a demonstrable change in it, then you have to be concerned. But in the absence of that, even though it's not cold, as long as it's a closed area, and it's not such a large area, we indeed have a basis to be lenient. So it leads to the other question. Then somebody asked, how about if you are in a place that there are scorpions and snakes, but you never find them inside your whole house? So is that considered to be like a fridge or a closet that's closed that we see there's a basis to be lenient? Or would we say that indeed that is too big an area, the entire house? Then we indeed do have to be concerned. So we're going to leave that as an open question, if we would have to be machmir or can be makel in such an instance. Have a wonderful day.